This is the CRI News, and I'm Peter Smith. The visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi has met with the Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono in Jakarta. The two sides have pledged to give more contributions in regional and global affairs. President Yudhoyono particularly urged China to take a more active role in resolving the crisis in Syria. Yang Jiechi's visit to Indonesia is part of his Southeastern Asia tour. Japan has temporarily withdrawn its ambassador to South Korea in protest against South Korean President Lee Myung-bak's visit to the disputed islands claimed by both sides. The Japanese Foreign Minister, Gochiro Genba, earlier urged the South Korean side to cancel the visit of the islands, Takashima, as it's known in Japan, or Dokdo in South Korea. President Lee Myung-bak visited the islets despite the calls from Japan. Lee is the first South Korean president to visit the disputed islands. A gunman wearing Afghan military uniform has killed three U.S. soldiers in southwest Afghanistan. Coalition forces officials say the three were special force members. It's the latest in a series of so-called green-on-blue attacks in Afghanistan, where men wearing army uniform turn their guns on coalition troops. Another U.S. soldier was killed by two gunmen wearing army uniforms early this week in the east of the country. The veteran Algerian diplomat Landkar Brahimi is expected to be appointed as the new special envoy for Syria. An official announcement of the appointment of the 78-year-old Brahimi is expected to be made early next week. If confirmed, the former Algerian foreign minister would succeed the former UN Secretary-General Kofi Annan, who resigned last week. Negotiations are still going on over the envoy's role in Syria amid the intensifying civil war and the failure of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to carry out Kofi Annan's peace plan. The current mandate of the UN mission in the country ends on August the 20th. The defense for James Holmes, the accused Colorado shooter, says he is suffering from a mental illness and had tried to get help before the shooting took place. Daniel King, the public defender for Holmes, repeatedly made references to his client's unspecified mental illness during Thursday's hearing. Prosecutors have charged Holmes with 24 counts of first-degree murder and 116 counts of attempted murder over a shooting rampage at a movie theater which killed 12 people. Hundreds of people in Houston have held a vigil for the Sikh victims of the deadly Wisconsin temple attack. People lit candles in honor of the victims, and most Sikh attendees wore blue shirts with the victims' names inscribed on the back. The Houston mayor, Anise Parker, says it was designed to show the world the city's zero tolerance towards hate crime. Gunman Wade Page killed six Sikh people before fatally shooting himself on Sunday. A delegation of the manned space program has arrived in Hong Kong for a four-day charm offensive. Among the 40-plus member delegation are the three astronauts who fulfilled China's first manned space docking mission in June. During their stay in Hong Kong, the delegation will attend a welcome dinner, meet with local students, media, as well as visit Macau. China's export growth slowed sharply in July to a six-month low, following dwindling demand from Europe and Japan. According to the General Administration of Customs, exports rose 1% year-on-year to some $177 billion in July, slowing sharply from the 11.3% in June. The figure is well below market expectations and reached a six-month low. Meanwhile, imports increased 4.7% year-on-year, compared with a growth of 6.3% in June. Police in southwestern China's municipality of Chongqing have launched a manhunt following Friday morning's armed robbery. A 42-year-old male suspect gunned down a woman in front of the bank branch before taking her handbag and fleeing the scene on a motorcycle. Two others were injured. Police say they believe the suspect has committed several murders and robberies in the past few years. Chinese law bans the possession of firearms, and gun crimes, though rare, usually attract much public attention. A court in central China's Hunan province has opened the trial of the nine people involved in the case of a teenager who sold a kidney for an iPhone and an iPad. The defendants, including the surgeon who removed the kidney from the 17-year-old, are said to have received over $35,000 for the surgery. They could each face 10 years in prison if they're found guilty. The teenager suffered renal failure after the transplant. That's the CRI News, and I'm Peter Smith.